This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. I want to welcome everyone to the second committee meeting. I was absent for the first, and I appreciate Representative Gosch for stepping in and handling that for me. So at this point, I think we'll just move right along and have the Secretary call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch.
Here.
Drury.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Howard is excused. Johnson excused. Marty.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Overwig.
Here.
Poyer excused. Tiedemann.
Here.
York.
Here.
Gross is excused. Randolph.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So at this time, we'll take a minute to welcome our pages, and would ask you guys to come up and introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and what your plans are.
Hi, my name is Rupert Leverton. I'm currently a senior in high school. I live in Brandon, South Dakota, and my plans for the future are going to Appalachian Bible College and double majoring in Bible and theology and piano performance.
Hello, my name is Julia Platt. I'm a senior at Mitchell High School. I live in Mitchell, South Dakota, and after this school year, I plan to go to USD for Health Services Administration and Business Administration.
Awesome. Well, thank you both, and welcome. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Representative Goodwin and a second by Representative Tiedemann. I would just simply say all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. Well, I think what we will do is, since this is so late in the day, especially after a long day, we will just move right along into our agenda, if no one has any objections to that. And we will now hear proponent testimony on HB 1273. Any proponent testimony? Welcome, Representative.
Good afternoon, House Military Veterans Affairs. I am Rebecca Reimer, representing District 26B. I bring to you this afternoon HB, it's 1273, right? I question that because I just did another one this morning. So I'm an act to authorize the Department of Military to purchase certain real property in Chamberlain. So General Jeff Marlette, the Adjutant General, told us about this piece of legislation at the military breakfast earlier during session. We were told that they had to go through the legislative process to seek approval for this land acquisition. Now, the cost estimate is $105,000 for 0.66 acres. The funding is from current funds. This field maintenance shop is located in Chamberlain and is surrounded by private residential homes with no room for expansion. By purchasing the additional land, ensures adequate access is available for large vehicles entering and exiting the site, and it provides additional private vehicle parking area for the soldier vehicles. With that, I'll stand by for questions and let the other proponents provide their testimony.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponent testimony? Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Lieutenant Colonel Martin Yost. I'm the Construction Facilities Management Officer for the state of South Dakota for the South Dakota Army National Guard. I'm seeking your support for this land acquisition in Chamberlain. Right now, we have a readiness center also in Chamberlain, and that's at a joint use down at the high school. At our field maintenance shop, we have platoons will come in there, about four soldiers will come in and park in that area. We only mainly have military parking, very little private parking or POV parking. And this unit is kind of complex. It's a bridge unit, and they have a roll engineering company, and they have a dry span bridge. This dry span bridge will breach gaps up to 40 meters, And it's very lengthy process to set up when you're untrained. What this property will also do is provide training ground for us so that we can adequately train our soldiers to set up this expensive and sometimes monotonous piece of equipment to set up so they're trained and ready to go in future endeavors with support state and federal governments. And so with that, they'll be able to set it up, leave it in place, and then tear it down appropriately. So it does take 90 days if you got or 90 minutes for a well-trained crew, but then about 8 hours if you're teaching new recruits and new soldiers. And so this will really help us with that. We have great neighbors with us. They support this bill. We also were contacted by the owners of the property and see if the South Dakota National Guard was interested in the property, and we are. This would conclude my testimony, and I respectfully request your support for House Bill 1273. We'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, sir. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1273? So at this time, I'd ask for opponent testimony, if there's any opponent testimony, which I don't expect there to be. So seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and go right into committee questions. Does the committee have any questions? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question for whoever can ask. Do you have an appraisal done on this property?
Mr. Chair, permission to answer?
Yes, go right ahead.
Representative Tiedemann, yes, we do have an appraisal on the property. We actually have two types of appraisals. The property appraiser, a market value is completed showing a price of approximately $125,000 because it was a river view site, good view of the river. The other appraisal that we had was from a licensed appraiser in Winter, showed that the appraisal coming back at around $118,000.
Follow up? Okay. And just for the record, would you go ahead and identify yourself again, please, sir?
Mr. Chair, this is Lieutenant Colonel Martin Yost.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I think the question you could answer, can you talk about where the $105,000 is coming from? What fund it's being, who's paying for it? I mean, I know the taxpayers are, but I mean, like, you say you have the money ready. Can you just kind of touch on that a little bit, where the money's coming from?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead. Thank you.
Representative Overweg, yes, the money would come from the Department of Military's funding source, which would be state funds that we utilize. Our funding sources are both the federal government with the Department of Military and also the state government. We have we are hoping that this bill would go for the purchase of this property, so we have budgeted and allocated this amount of money for a possible future purchase. So it would come from our existing state dollars.
Follow up. Representative Feedham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then again, do we need the words appropriate in this bill? Because we're buying land with money. I know it's in your budget, but I would ask that normally, even if it's in anybody's budget that's with state government, that you are appropriating those dollars to be spent for this land. I mean, I'm not against the bill. I'm just asking the question.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Representative Tiedemann, I believe, and I can ask Connie to help me, but the question was, is we needed, our funding does not allow us to purchase property, and that's why we're here today at the legislature to receive permission to use our dollars to purchase this property. So that might be the answer, but that's the best of my knowledge.
Follow up. Yes, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Connie Hone with the Department of Military. A couple of years ago, you might recall, we purchased some property from the school in Sturgis, right beside that. We, in the bill, it talked about the land or the funds that we needed from the general fund was allocated. There was additional funds that we needed, but it wasn't included in that. So therefore, I don't think we need to discuss appropriated funds for it.
And follow up?
I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Representative.
And again, I'm not against the bill. I think the land is needed. It needs to be purchased. It's just that if there's other entities, i.e. the Board of Regents, if they're buying land for SDSU, they use the dollars that are already in the budget to buy the land, they still have to have it as an appropriations bill. So that's why I'm asking the question.
Mr. Chair, Representative Teterman, does it have to have the dollar amount in it, or just say that it, or the full amount? Is that what you're saying? I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Typical bills, when you are spending money like this that's outside of your normal operation of your business, has to be done by a special bill that says appropriate or authorize the expenditure of funds of $105,000 for this property. And that's so I'm just trying to help, not
right.
to hinder.
Sure.
Mr. Chair.
Yep. Representative Olson.
Is this a bill that we're going to be referring to appropriations?
Well, that's actually what we're kind of sorting out at the moment. And because it doesn't have a monetary value to it, or a specific appropriation dollar amount, we know what it costs. That's what's been specified. But originally, we're looking at giving the authority to purchase the property. But Representative Tiedemann brings up good points.
Yeah.
Do we need this to be an appropriation bill to give that authority? That's what we're hashing out.
So, committee, Representative Rebecca Reimer, District 26B. I did work, obviously, with the LRC to create this, and they worked. So I am assuming that they created this bill in the correct form. But if you don't think so, I can go back and we can do what we need to do. Or I can get it amended before it goes over to the Senate, or let them know that. But so I can question that for you, so we can pass that out of the House, or out of this committee today, and then we can work on it on the Senate side if you'd like.
Well, I'll go ahead. I think in this particular case, because we do have the confusion and we're unsure, maybe the best thing to do with this one would be to refer it to House Appropriations. And then we can discuss, I guess, that as far as whether or not the authority is needed past that, if this needs to be an appropriation bill, if it needs to be amended at that point. But
Mr. Chair? What I might suggest is that we make an amendment here to amend the title and the language with the amount, and then refer it over to appropriations.
Thank you, Representative. Anyone else have any thoughts on that as far as the committee? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. That's probably a great idea. I don't know, but I do believe, since this is extraordinary, not out of the, it should go at least run through the appropriations process like everything else does that spends money. I just think just to keep things, you know, standard of what we're doing.
Okay, thank you, Representative. So is that the preliminary of... Well, Representative Reimer.
Yes, just in speaking with Connie, we were wondering if we could just defer it till Wednesday, and then we'll have the appropriate people here to address that issue.
Thank you. I was hoping not to do that because we have three bills on already, but let me get the sentiment here of the committee, I suppose. When it's all said and done, and see what your thoughts are, Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move that we defer this bill to Wednesday and give them a chance to answer the question. And we've already heard the presentation. All we'd have to do is bring it back up and pass it.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to defer to February 16th, whatever legislative day that is. House Bill 1273 to that agenda. And I have a second by... I have a second by everybody. And so we'll give it Representative Deutsch. Okay, so we have a motion by Representative Tiedemann, a second by Representative Deutsch. Okay, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. I think this is mainly just a vote roll call vote or a voice vote is all we need on this. So all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so House Bill 1273 is deferred to Wednesday.
Thank you.
So, thank you. So, moving forward, we are ready to hear proponent testimony on, House Bill 1248. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I appreciate your time today on House Bill 1248, and this might be kind of in the same category where it ends up going to appropriations. It's, for the most part, information for you. I think most of you have seen this display that was out here a week or two ago for the Code Talkers, and maybe you didn't hear the whole story behind it, and I don't know all the details either, but historically, we had some phenomenal success in military efforts with the use of indigenous tribal languages. And you typically hear that that was, I think, Navajo or some other tribes, but the Sioux tribes were instrumental in this as well. And not only in, I think, World War II at least, but also in Korea and then also in Vietnam. So those were... those were very important opportunities for Native Americans to use their language to be able to advance the cause of the military. And most of you have been around here long enough to realize that there is a significant sense of pride that is developed within the Sioux people with military service. And they're very proud of that heritage, and they're very proud to serve. And I think that they feel very much appreciated when that service is recognized. And each year when we do our State of the Tribes address, you'll notice that there are always military a presence there that recognizes the service that they provide. And this memorial is well-crafted, well thought out. The intention is to have it here on the grounds. The Bureau of Administration would oversee this and place final placement, but it's already been kind of carved out where it would be down by the Stallions Monument in that area. And it'd be a beautiful memorial. And I think it's a small price to pay to not only recognize the contribution that the Native people have made in military efforts throughout the decades, but also to recognize that we're a united people in the sense that we care about South Dakota values, we care about people that hail from South Dakota, and we recognize the contribution that they've made. I think this would be, a tremendous opportunity to heal some wounds and to give long overdue recognition for that type of service. And we oftentimes consider it's kind of a major pendulum swing. At the end of Vietnam, people were not regarded very well. They were treated as though they had committed some sort of crimes. And that sentiment has shifted tremendously where there's a well-deserved recognition of military service. This, likewise, would be one of those efforts to heal some wounds and to draw people together and to support this remembrance. And it would be here on the Capitol grounds. It would recognize the contribution of Native Americans throughout the decades, and I just think it's a great project. It's well worth the investment that the state would make in this to draw us all back together and to just bring back some history that most people have overlooked. I wasn't even aware of the contribution of the Sioux tribal language in those different engagements, both in World War II. It might have been in World War I as well, but at least in World War II, I'm seeing a head nod there. So through the two world wars, Korea, Vietnam, and I suspect maybe they're still making use of this along the way as well. So I'd ask for your favorable support, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1248? Seeing none, any opponent testimony on House Bill 1248? Thank you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Haley Goetz with the Bureau of Finance and Management. Revenues are currently being discussed within the Joint Appropriations Committee. Once revenues are set, we'll know exactly how much one-time funding is available. The Governor's Office, the Department of Tribal Relations, and the Bureau of Administration have been in discussions with this committee, and they are supportive of the project. Therefore, I would just ask that this bill be referred to the Joint Appropriations Committee to be considered with all the other funding proposals. Thank you.
Thank you. Just real quick, are you opponent or proponent testimony?
Mr. Chair, opponent.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. At this time, any further opponent testimony? Seeing none, would you like rebuttal, Representative Hauger?
No, I just generally agree with the idea that it'll be part of the equation in coming up with our final budget, so just ask for your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll close public testimony and open it up for committee questions and interaction. Representative.
Mr. Chairman.
Overreck.
Question for Representative Haugard, proponent. Mr. Chair. Can you talk a little bit about the money? How much the total project's going to cost? Who else has kicked in besides the $700,000 from the state? That kind of thing, the total funding. If you could just visit a little bit about it.
Sure. Thanks very much for the question, Representative. The funds that will go forward with this are probably going to end up being general funds for the most part, but there's also monies that have been contributed. I think also there will be fundraising to go along with it. It will be an effort to show that there's not just an intention to receive, but also to contribute as well. The number of $700,000 came up in our tribal relations meeting, and that was the amount that has been projected for the total cost. And I'm not sure if that's a final number or if it's going to be adjusted upward a bit. But that's pretty close to where the final number should be. So, as I say, there's, I think, in my informal discussions with some of the people putting this together, I think that they have at least over $100,000 that they've pulled together and are hoping to contribute to this as well. So it's still a moving target. It'd be finalized in final appropriations.
Follow up?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative York.
I just have a, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one kind of basic question that I don't really understand. I'm perfectly in favor with the bill, but who were they talking to in code?
Oh, that would, Mr. Chair, I think
they were talking to each other?
Right. The veterans here could answer those questions better, but the idea was to be able to transmit information back and forth without the enemy being able to decipher. And that's, you know, that's been used in other ways, but when they discovered, it must have been in World War I when they discovered that we had these native tongues that could be used to maintain secrecy, privacy in the communications, then they realized we should exploit this a little bit and make use of it, because there were so many people that were of tribal descent that were volunteering to be involved in the military, that they were able to show that we've got a language here that can't be broken in trying to decipher it. So that's how it came about.
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I'll follow up.
All right. Thank you.
Representative Olson.
I have a question for the sponsor. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a sort of a follow-up to that, but also if you could clarify, when I'm looking at it, it looks like there could be many, many tribes. Is there a reason we're calling it Sioux in the title versus Lakota or anything else?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. In the final decision, it'll come up to that. We had that same discussion with something else last week, Oshedi Shakawan, and everybody seems to mispronounce that. I'm not sure that I've got it anywhere close. But that'll be part of the discussion if it's going to be Lakota, Nakota, Dakota, or Sioux. And so that'd be part of the finalization of this, and just to make sure that everyone is comfortable with the ultimate conclusion. But as far as those people involved, like I say, there were other tribes that were involved. This is just recognizing our tribal people within South Dakota. And I suspect it would probably also give more of the history as far as all the other tribal nations that were involved, but this would really focus on South Dakota, Dakota Territory.
Follow up? Any other questions of the committee? Representative Goodwin.
Yeah, thanks, Representative Hoggard, for bringing this. I just had a question is, why isn't the Secretary of Tribal Affairs, you know, here testifying? Is he, I mean, why wouldn't he be in here testifying as a proponent for this as well?
Mr. Chair? Yeah, I don't think there's any necessarily any opposition. I think it's just a matter of timing, and I think this has been well received over the past years, and it's kind of been in that development stage for, I'm guessing, 2 years, year and a half, something like that. But I think they're generally supportive of it as well.
Well, as you know, from being in state affairs, it seems like they always have five tribes for and four against, or four against and five for. And I would just like to ask him if all the tribes are in favor of this. That was my question.
Okay. I couldn't speak on behalf of all the tribes. I have not spoken to anybody that was opposed to it. And like I said before, you know, each year when we have the State of the Tribes address, it's gratifying to see how they pull together to support someone to provide that address, and then they share the presentation and the ceremonial activities around that. You know, the 1 year that I think it was the first year I was speaker, the first year the governor was governor, the tribal relations presentation was a little bit of confusion surrounding that. And that day I was pleased to see that eight of the nine tribes were represented in the House chamber, and the other tribal representative was at our meeting when we went over to Fort Pierre that afternoon. So, you know, the tribes come together on these types of things, and I think they likewise on this will support it as well.
Thank you. Follow up? Any other questions of the committee? Representative Drury.
Are you ready for a motion?
Not just yet. I would like to make a comment myself. And I misspoke a little bit ago. This is actually the third committee. Our first committee was a presentation, and these guys were one of them. And this is kind of where the idea began with this appropriation. And if I remember correct, they did talk about having conversations with other tribes, the different tribes, and everyone seemingly being in support of this and coming together with this. As the representative said, there is the question of the specifics on Sioux Code Talker as to whether or not that will be the ultimate, or if it will be expanded, how that will work. But ultimately, I'll say myself that from remembering the meeting and the presentation, it was a really, really great presentation. There was a lot of honor. It was soaked in honor with this, and what the contribution was, and the pride they have in the contribution of this during the wars. And I understand that it was never cracked. The code was never cracked by any that would have been considered enemy. It's the only code that was never cracked. So it was significant to the war effort and in winning the war. So it was very important. I'll add this, that in having conversations with some others, that I believe they're discovering that this may have been used in Vietnam. Now, that's not 100%, but it's there as they kind of dig into some things to find out that it potentially might have been used in that war as well. So, if there's no further discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we send it to joint appropriations with the due pass.
Second.
Okay, I have, let me, actually, if I could back up, and I recognize I prefer us go House appropriations rather than joint, if you'd be willing to amend your motion? Because that's what was discussed. The same thing. We want to send it to House Appropriations, and then if they deem it needed to go to joint, it can be moved from there. That's just the process.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would support the original motion for joint appropriations.
The substitute motion. I move that we move this bill to House Appropriations with a due pass recommendation.
Do I have a second? I have a motion to a substitute motion to move to House Appropriations. Do I have a second? Second. Okay, seconded by Representative Marty. Any discussion on the motion?
No, just real quick. I don't mean anything by it. It's just that this is what leadership has told us to do. So I don't see why fighting it. Just send it to them. Let them do their business down there, and they get it done. So nothing. No ill meant.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion,
Mr. Chair? Thank you. You know, we've gone through this before, and I think that's not a valid reason to say that leadership told us to do this. Our process ongoing throughout session has been to send things to joint appropriations. That makes it easier for constituents, and it doesn't create a battle between the houses. And so I think that we need to look at that more seriously, and I will be voting no on this motion and upholding joint appropriations so that we can streamline things for our constituents first and foremost, not ourselves.
Okay, any further discussion on that motion? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I support the motion to send this to appropriations. I think that I would like to encourage the sponsor to also get the names on the bill of the veterans who are currently serving in the legislature. I personally don't like the new process. I much rather like the one taking the paper around because you get to talk to people. And sometimes the bill comes out there and you don't see it until way late. But there's a number of veterans in the legislature that may want to have their names attached. My grandfather fought in World War I. My father fought in World War II. And this is kind of memorializing them for what they did in helping our country stay free.
Thank you, Representative Tiedemann. If there is no further discussion on the motion at hand is a substitute motion to send or refer this to House Appropriations. And at this point, it will be a roll call vote, and I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch.
Aye.
Drury.
No.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Howard is excused. Johnson is excused. Marty?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Overwig?
Aye.
Poirier is excused. Tiedemann?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Gross is excused. Randolph?
Aye.
7 yea, 2 nay.
Thank you. So that bill having received plenty of votes, we will be referred to House Appropriations. So at this time, I think that pretty much concludes our business. If there's any further from the committee, otherwise our next committee meeting will be on this coming Wednesday, and we have three bills plus the one referred to take up. So if nothing further, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Representative Deutsch, seconded by Representative Marty. I won't give anybody a chance to discuss that motion. We'll just all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.